Well, that's the model, that's the first, that's the major model for the free market future for Asia. There was another one. Clinton announced that that he had made a deal with China by which China would be provided with supercomputers from the Cray Corporation. And that's another model for the free market future that we're cheering about. Well, of course, Cray Supercomputers is another corporation that's publicly subsidized. The offer to China is itself kind of interesting. It was announced at the summit, simultaneously with the summit, that China would be provided not only with supercomputers, but also with U.S. Products that can be used for nuclear power generation, generators for nuclear power plants from GE and so on, also other high technology exports. These are being offered to China in violation of recent congressional legislation, which bans export of high technology materials to China after Congress was informed by the intelligence system, apparently conclusively, that China was involved in proliferation of missiles in violation of international conventions, and probably nuclear weapons proliferation as well. Well, according to the Clinton administration, the supercomputers are going to be used for weather forecasting. But Pentagon analysts quickly pointed out that nobody's going to know whether they're used for weather forecasting. The same computers can be used for missile development. The transfer of technology from nuclear power generation to nuclear weapons is a very small one. So there's a strong chance, in fact, a likelihood, that the Clinton administration is now engaged directly in technology transfer, which will contribute to further nuclear proliferation and missile proliferation in violation of international conventions. So our commitment, to summarize, our commitment to the free market is illustrated by the examples of our commitment to the free market vision of the future are state-subsidized, meaning publicly subsidized, private profit corporations, where the management, which of course has the right to do this in our system, carries out job enhancement programs elsewhere, dispersing public funds to eliminate the jobs of U.S. workers, because that's the way you can be more profitable. Our commitment to human rights and non-proliferation is illustrated by high-tech exports to major human rights violators who were involved in missile and nuclear proliferation. Warren Christopher, the Secretary of State, explained the matter of the congressional legislation which bans what they were doing by saying that explaining to the Chinese that the administration would interpret the congressional legislation banning export of high technology, of high tech equipment to China, they would interpret it as permitting such export. So that took care of that problem. Now, intellectuals have a kind of a task at this point. They have to portray all of this as a triumph of our commitment to the free market and to human rights and to democracy. And intellectuals on the left, or on the left liberal side of the spectrum, also have a task. They have to portray it all as a demonstration of how the, what's called these days, the politics of meaning guides every thought of the Clintons. And you want to make sure that you understand these instructions properly.